And as we've been hearing this morning, there is a real risk of flight cancellations and disruption because of industrial action planned from next week by Aer Lingus pilots and how it will affect passengers. The Irish Travel Agents Association told us earlier that the travelling public are the victims in this, and they've outlined how it's already impacting the numbers booking with Aer Lingus. The Irish Airline Pilots Association said its indefinite work to rule from next Wednesday will continue until the dispute over pay rises are resolved. Now, while it's not clear the extent of the impact just yet that this action will have, the airline has acknowledged that there will be significant disruption for passengers. We're joined now by travel journalist Owen Curry to discuss the decision being taken by pilots and the knock-on effects it will have. Good morning, Owen. There are, we understand, large numbers on Aer Lingus flights daily, hundreds of flights, and this is, of course, the start of that busy season. Is there any indication which routes or maybe schedules could be most affected across Europe, or taking into account those transatlantic flights?
Good morning, Karen. Yes, things very, very tightly wound, and we have a work to rule. It's very retro. It's like something from Reeling in the Years. What that means is withdrawal of flexibility. Pilots will not be logging on. They will not be answering calls. Flexibility is the key to aviation. And particularly in summertime, when we will have 40,000 Aer Lingus passengers travelling a day, there are cancellations all the time. There have been a couple this week for tech reasons, for pilots going, crew going out of hours. Happens all the time in summertime, and airlines rely on flexibility to cope with that. What the pilots are saying, for next Wednesday, we're withdrawing that flexibility, and that is open-ended. It means that nobody really can answer the question you just put: what routes are going to be affected, what flights are going to be affected. But it's quite clear that Aer Lingus have a week to scratch their heads and say, how do we respond quickly to a cancellation that we don't know about, and we will not know about until it actually happens.
And both Aer Lingus and the union have said they're willing to talk, but is the gap still too wide on this issue over pay? How likely would it be to resolve this just within that week before the industrial action?
I don't expect anything to happen in a week. The choreography of this has been that the pilots have rushed through the safety nets to prevent a dispute like this. The Pilot Pay Tribunal, the WRC, the Labour Court, they rejected not just the Aer Lingus offer, but the independent arbitrator's offer. So that indicates they're not going to be going back into Aer Lingus soon. It does look like if they're looking for a solution, it'll be later rather than sooner, because they'll inflict the maximum financial damage on the airline and anxiety on the passengers in the meantime.
Well, IALPA has actually said, though, that it doesn't want to see these passenger plans in disarray and that they're properly compensated. And of course, compensation, everyone is perhaps familiarising themselves who has a booking with Aer Lingus at this stage about protections, entitlements, and while they've rights to refunds and rerouting, it's also important about the accessing compensation, because there can be grey areas, can't there, Owen, in regard to that?
They've weaponized the compensation issue. The IALPA have, under EU 261 in 2004, when it was first introduced, the exceptional circumstances, which includes weather events, also included strikes. It was loosely worded, and case law in different jurisdictions across Europe have shown that airlines have been asked to pay compensation. That's penal compensation on top of refunds because they've disrupted the passengers when a strike takes place, including in one case, not in Ireland, of a wildcat strike not sanctioned by the union. So IALPA are aware of this, Aer Lingus are aware of this, and it's quite clear by their decision to give 7 days' notice rather than 15 that IALPA have weaponised EU 261 to try and inflict maximum financial damage on the airline, strengthen their position. It's not personal. They're going in to get the best deal for their members.
And IALPA is saying that any new pay
their
deal
hand to do that.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, any new pay deal that they're looking for, they just want to account for the loss of real earnings, is what they're stating. But understandably, for passengers who, as we mentioned, the Travel Agents Association saying they're the real victims in this, and without specifically knowing whether they could be impacted, I guess what they will want to know is what kind of contingency plans at this stage, Owen, would Aer Lingus be considering if failing a resolution by next week?
They haven't the contingency plans in place, according to my contacts with them, but they will certainly be working that in the 7 days, and I can talk about the options. One of the things that I would expect to happen is that IALPA will target the transatlantic routes. They're the most financially lucrative for Aer Lingus. I would expect Aer Lingus to try and protect them and protect the Heathrow routes particularly. I would also expect Aer Lingus to be making calls to BA and Iberia to be, for the contingency plans you would have in place in an airline for weather events or other things like strikes in security in Germany and places, things like that cause problems. So I would imagine that within the four airline IAG group, a lot of discussions will be taking place between now and next Wednesday. The ITA are right, by the way. The people, the union are in there trying to get the best deal for their members. Aer Lingus are trying to protect their profitability and the shape of their business model. The people who are not in the room are the passengers.
And all that uncertainty continues. Eoin Curry, thank you very much. It is 8:31 and it's time to get the news headlines with Brian Jennings.